Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Today is the second shiur of the Baina Zmanim, the mode, the quote-unquote vacation, or Baina Zmanim mode of Tafshin Pei Hei 2025. And just to be machazik a little bit, to strengthen ourselves, I'm going to talk about something that I'm not really accustomed to talk about so much. And that is because I try and stand by my line of not preaching. You have to practice what you preach. But of course, I have many, many levels to attain in everything that I speak about. But usually I'm more comfortable when I preach what I practice. So of course, there are different levels in when I speak and I talk and I share. Of levels that I have to get to, but usually I'm much more confident that like I'm holding by that a little bit, or that I've been through it and connected to it, so I could talk about it, because I more want to preach what I practice as opposed to practice what I preach. It's not just a play on words. Again, the statement goes, practice what you preach. I try and preach and talk about what I practice. Today, this evening, whenever you're listening to this, might be a little bit different, because I want to talk about something that I know that I have to work on, and I know that I'm not so good at, and that I know that Amir Tashem, when I work through this, and I don't know how long it's going to take me, they say the Chiddush Yerim, it took him 16 years to work on Ayin Tov, seeing the good in somebody else, 16 years, and that's a shout out actually. As I'm saying the Chiddush Yerim, Menachem Nachum, Nachi Sklar, who is very helpful in putting out these shiurim and always motivating me and encouraging me. So a shout out to his Zayda, the Chiddush Yerim, that it took him 16 years to work on Ayin Tov. So I can only imagine, and that's 16 years of hard work that I don't think I get to the small pinky toe of the Chiddush Yerim working on himself. So I can't imagine how long it's going to take me to work on this. And I know as I'm saying it, everyone might be curious, like, what's he talking about? What's he working on? What is so difficult? So just to cut to the chase, I don't know how long it's going to get. And oh, that's what I was saying. And Amir Tashem, when I get to that level of working on it more and more, I'll definitely be able to give a better shiur, because then I'll be preaching what I practice. And I'll understand it better. But kefi madrigasi, according to my level now, I just want to talk about something that's so important. And that is, let me give a little bit of akdama. Strength finders. We all know that we have certain strengths and we have certain weaknesses. We have certain strengths, natural weaknesses. Doesn't make you better or worse. It just is part of our personality. Strength finders. One of my top strengths as a gift from Hashem is futuristic, which is able to, I'm naturally to look forward, to dream of the future, to try and create a better tomorrow, try within myself, within in general. That's the way my brain works, that I'm much easier to look future. My context, which is looking at my past, is all my weaknesses. I'm not so good at context. Again, I don't know if I'm explaining context so well, but just to tell you, that is part of my weakness of being able to look back. And that's what I want to talk about today. What I want to talk about today, because it's the end of the Zman. It's like we spoke last year. It's a transition time of finishing a Purim, starting a Pesach, starting a springtime, starting a new Zman, a new chapter. This is the time where a lot of chevras start thinking about their summer plans next year. So it's a time of context. It's a time of reflection. It's a time to look back. And this is what I think we need to do, myself included, not in a cute way, but in a like I just said, and I'll, Mir Tzashem, at one time be able to say even better about this, because I know I have to work on this. And that is looking back and seeing how much we've accomplished in a positive way, seeing how much we've done. And it's so, so important to look back. When you finish a Masechta, It does, and I've always said this at Siyumim. Not always. I've said this at Siyumim. You don't. It does, they don't say you can't say Hadron Alach and make a Siyum only if you know every blot cold and like Reb Chaim Kanievsky and you know every Tosis and you know every Gemara. You learn through a Masechta. You make the same exact Siyum as a guy who knows it perfectly. Because you know why? There's always someone who can say, I did it better. There's always more you could have done. There's always better we could have done. And I've said that many times. Oh, I could have done better. A person could always say, I could have done better. One of the things that I think is important as Adar, as we're moving towards the end of Adar and finishing a Zman for many of us, many of the Bnei Yeshiva, that like the Zman is coming to an end or came to an end, we're moving forward and it's a different season, is to really look back and to look at the successes and look at the wonderful things that we have done. And I might not be good at giving this over, like I said, because I'm not so good at practicing this, but I know that it's important and I know that it's something that is very Hadron Alach. Hadron Alach. When you finish a Masechta, you have to make a Siyum. You have to, when you celebrate a final of something and you finish something, there's something that the Torah says to make a Siyum. Why should I make a Siyum? I got a Hadron Alach. Hadron Alach means we're going back to it. So I got to start over. We actually had in Yeshiva, I think it's our first time in Yeshiva for the staff. I'm talking about the staff. The first time we had like an end of the Zman meeting and we had sushi and I made a l'chaim. I've never ever done that. Why? Because I'm always like futuristic. Okay, what can we do better next month? And I spoke about that also today. What can we strengthen this month? But it really, it's a message of wow, how much I've done, how much I've accomplished. And it's very, very important. Not only is it important, it's, I believe, and I know this to be true, it's even more important. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, woe to the person who doesn't know his weaknesses. Woe, woe, right? The quote is in Yiddish. Oy vey to the person who doesn't know his weaknesses. And oy vavoy, even more oy vavoy, woe, woe, for a person who doesn't know his strengths. And I'm going to be daring to say the same thing. Woe to a person who doesn't know what he has to still work on from last month and what he didn't do right. But oy vavoy, even worse, if we don't know how great we did this past month and how great this year, how much I've done and how much I've accomplished and how much we have all done together. Hashem should bless all of us. And I pray, I happen to be in Yerushalayim right now. I had to come here for a wedding. So I davened. I'm going to actually open up my window. I'm in my car right now. I davened because the air of Yerushalayim is extra holy. Avira, the Ara is Machkim, the land, the winds of Eretz Yisrael make somebody, gives Chachma. So I davened. I said, I'm in Yerushalayim. Hashem, please send me a wind of Chachma, extra Chachma, because I'm closer to the Beis HaMikdash, which is where all the Chachma came from, right? The Beis HaMikdash, so it's still there in Yerushalayim. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. From Tzion, from Yerushalayim, comes out this message to all of us. Let us, and myself included, I'm going to, hopefully, as I heard this many years ago from Rabbi Goldberger from Baltimore, a very special person who said from the Harness Stiple, from Denver, who is a, right, the Harness Stiple, that's where the Stipler was from, Harness Stiple, that's why he's called the Stipler. He was Rav Muttal Twersky, one of the Rebbes, one of the Tzaddikim, said, Dvarim shebelev nechnasim leliv. Doesn't just mean things in the heart go into someone else's heart, but the things in our heart need to go into our heart as well. And I'm usually more comfortable speaking to everybody because I feel I'm more shaykh to the preaching than the practicing. Now I daven for myself and for all of us together that we're able to really be able to look back and to really, Hashem should help us all to be able to really look back from Rosh Hashanah till now and say, Hashem, you know what? I've done a lot of good things and I've changed a lot and I've grown a lot, and I and I'm and I'm I don't know if the word is I'm proud of myself, but I acknowledge, meaning there's nothing wrong with saying you're proud of yourself, but I'm saying like really to deeply say I've done. Success breeds success, and that'll make and help me do even more and more. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening.